It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
The day after. The black and gold haboob out in the desert. And people are emailing me saying, yesterday was the first time I'm not mad at the opposing team. I'm just mad at my own fandom. That's what you got to be. You got to be mad at the franchise. You got to be mad at the fans of the franchise. They're all over. So, I'm not trying to rub it in. I'm just saying, if you guys are going to bark about people taking over your stadium, how there's no loyalty, then you better get your ass down there. And the scary part is again, I don't think you could throw a Cardinals party.
No.
And have the response you get for, like, what happened out there at Harold's. And kudos to Harold's. They paid money to have Mel Blunt, a bunch of Steeler legends come out and stand amongst these people in a kind of a drizzle all day.
Let's be honest. I mean, the reason that you can do this here, that Steeler fans will take over, is because it's a transient town.
Sure.
Yeah. And the reason it doesn't happen in Chicago or Detroit or Ohio is because – it's sad sacks that live there. They all love their team. They don't care.
They're not going anywhere.
No Steeler fans are in that city, really.
Yeah, but they still show up. They're just not going to do it like
not
this.
Not like that.
This is the borderline unheard of.
And they're
of.
Driving from all over the place.
I know. Borderline unheard of.
Because you can come in from California, from any Western
Steelers
state.
Don't make a lot of trips west. They made a couple this year. Three, in fact. San Francisco, L.A., and here. And that's rare. So got a good taste of them in the west. But it is, man, it is crazy. Patriots do it too, and the Patriots have done that in 25 years, tops, and they'll take
when
over.
When they played here last year, or what was it, 2 years ago, there wasn't the Patriot fans in that stadium that there were the Steelers yesterday.
Like I said, yesterday was
that's
different.
That's a phenomenon.
Yesterday was something I've never seen as far as like in the last 10 years here. Back in the Sun Devil Stadium days, it was probably about like that, but not – this was crazy.
It was pretty packed Bears fans last year when I went.
The Bears –
It was pretty solid.
Because, when you're a passive fan base and you only show up when they win, your stadium's going to have this happen.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy, it's trouble.
John, that new stadium didn't help me at all with my loyalty. I watch every game, but I'd rather watch my mom get anally fisted than drive to Glendale.
Oh, my God. I don't like leaving the house either, but let me just think about that for a second. What's going on in the football game is why I'm going to Glendale?
Yeah.
Man, that's close. That's a hard one to think. I'm like, Mom, he's a nice man.
Hey.
He's got tiny hands. I don't know. I think I'd go to the game, but midway through, I'd start going, man, Mom should have probably taken one for me here today. Yeah, you gotta be a fan base that likes them when they're good or bad. And when they're bad, you can understand where it gets to be like a 50-50 split, but that was crazy. Crazy. We had our company Christmas party on Friday. We were talking about Friday morning and Friday evening.
Brady went streaking. He was running down the golf course drunk.
We couldn't find Brady, in fact. It was
lawsuits.
Yeah, Brady had something pop up. Unfortunately, he had to go somewhere else. But the Christmas party happened. It was over here at the Papago, Evie's Pavilion at the Lou Grub Hub.
Lou's Pavilion.
Grub Clubhouse. Grub House. They call it the Grub House.
Lou's Bistro.
Yeah. I don't know. No, it's what is it called? Lou's Grub? Is it the Grub House? I think that's what they call it.
I think it is.
Yeah. Anyway,
don't question Brady on restaurants. What are you?
No, it's not. It's they. It's he's wrong.
I'll go with it. That's fine.
Sounds I don't care. I mean, it's really good. The food's good. It's a nice place and stuff. But Evie's Pavilion is the part that we were in. Nice place. Reasonable. Everything was fine. But it just had this kind of almost a.
antiseptic kind of feel to it this year that we, because we've normally had it at bars, like Pub Rock was the one we had it at.
Joints.
Yeah. Kind of. And a lady who worked here that owns Pub Rock too was let go. She got fired. So now we can't have our Christmas party at our bar, so which stinks because we were using her employment as a way to get into this bar.
Right.
And then we could like throw things on the ground and be rowdy and loud and everything. This one felt more
like nice. Like it was
better behaved.
Yeah, you couldn't spill and the food looked good and like all that stuff looked like it looked presentable. It looked like an acceptable group of adults and stuff, which we are clearly a whole load of promo people. Like, you can't trust them at all. They're gross. They're fly-by-night employees. They're going to come and go and yuck. And they show up kind of dressed like gypsies, like it's their prom. And they showed up like pushing it. And then except for the guy ones. The guy ones showed up in like it was 1994 Pearl Jam auditions. And everybody's hanging out.
A lot of flannel.
It was weird. It was very, very much like they were getting the Screaming Trees back together. And so the band, which was really good, the Instant Classics, they do a lot around town. They're excellent. And they play and they had the live band karaoke and a couple of the promo kits got up there. But the promo kits started to take over. It was very gypsy-ish. It was very much like all the people who make this place tick go. And then the underbelly of it, the promo people, the grossies, as I like to call them, they're wandering. The replaceable grossies. Like, they're very nice. But come on, this is a low-level position. Low-level people keep it. You get it as a stepping stone. And if you're in it too long, you realize, ooh, geez, I'm a grossie for life. So the
you're horrible.
It's a fact.
It's an opportunity.
You recognized at an early age, and you're disgusting. That being a promo person is not a goal. You've got to get out of that department. If you stay in that department too long, you're disgusting.
And this is their opportunity to perform.
I respect
some of them that work hard.
I respect the position, but I also only respect it for like 2 months. And if you're not out of there in 2 months' time, you're probably gross. That's just how I see it. If you're not showing any ambition to not be a promo person. Ugh, yikes. That's a dangerous brain.
You, right? You want to stay doing it for 10 years.
Right. If you're like, it's my fourth year being a guy who sets up tents. I'm like, Jesus, you got to get out of here, man. So they started to kind of mill around with the important people, like the high-end sales folk who don't want anything to do with them. They do everything they can to avoid the promo.
First time they get to meet them.
Yeah. And then, you know, like Susan, our sales manager, like our super high-end sales manager, she's like in charge of all the sales. She's there and she's talking to these slugs and stuff. And they're wandering around. Eating the food and touching it and gross. And they're asking for tickets. I'm like, the gypsies have taken over. And some of them are dressed real expensive, like looking, but you can see close that it's basically coal sales.
27-foot trains on their dresses.
Yeah, a lot of that going on. They're stealing the salt shakers. I'm like, we got trouble brewing here. The gypsies are in, and they feel like they own it. And they probably do. And it was kind of fun to watch, but there was a moment with Susan where, you know how when you talk to Susan in her office and I always walk up behind her? Because she looks kind of like lost, and you're in there giving one of your.
Well, I was in Toledo once. We were putting onions on kids' belts because that was the style back then.
It's like, and I'll poke my head into Susan's office, and I'll say, Susan, somebody's towing your car. And she goes, it's okay. It's like we have a code that she looks like she's in a conversation she wants out of. I always go, Susan, your car's being towed. And if she wants out, she goes, really? And she'll get up and leave the conversation. She's, thank you so much. And then sometimes she's like, everything's okay. It's supposed to be towed. I'm like, all right. And I just do that to play with Brady a lot of times because I like to wake up Susan when Brady's telling her story.
She likes to nap.
Yeah,
that's
she loves
why
it.
I stay
so
there.
Chris Kelly, who does weekends here, is talking to Susan. He's a little bit lit up.
Well, there's a job opening in Chris's mind. So Chris was playing the field.
Well, he's gone to
Friday.
It before. And she's standing next to me, and I walk by, and I'm like, what's up, Chris? And I poke up behind her. I didn't know that I was it was a your car's being towed moment.
A job interview.
And then so he's talking to her, and we start talking about the Steelers because he's a fan, and I can see Chris is just on that brink of not being home anymore. And I'm like, just teasing with him. I'm like, holy cow. And I kind of points him out, and I looked at Susan, and she goes, my car was being towed. And I'm like, was it bad? And she goes, my God, he went crazy. And I'm laughing. She goes, thank you, thank you, thank you. He's very nice, but thank you. They're like, Chris, he's listening right now, which is even better.
Oh,
he didn't know.
He got into my ass about it. What am I doing wrong? Why can't I get a job interview? Chris,
I don't know.
I'm not
drunk.
In the building.
Don't do job interviews
drunk. That's what I said. Why are you doing it here?
I was actually
he could have at least talked to me.
I was in it to save him.
About your end of that conversation. Yeah. We've had the same conversation every Christmas party.
I was in it to save him because I'm like, you don't want to be talking to Susan.
No.
A little bit toasted. It's just not. She's going to remember you.
Here's an opportunity.
Yeah, she's finally going to remember you, and it's because
I'm going in.
You peed your pants in front of her.
Do it. Don't. do it.
Yeah, so it was pretty funny to watch because I'm like, oh, Chris. But it was mainly going in there like, ah, I better interrupt this because this is the one time. This guy's never going to work here.
You guys
here.
Need a signal now, yeah. Not just the.
Oh, Susan and I had it. We got a whole thing worked out. It's great. If you're ever in a conversation with Susan Karras and I pop in and go, your car's being towed and she leaves, you're bad at conversation. She's just leaving. Nobody's car gets towed.
I think I counted three whelps and a couple of anyways.
There's a lot of whelp and go, whelp. Anyway,
weather talk. Anyone
you
have
said that on
talk?
Friday.
No weather.
I didn't
talk,
have any though. Weather talk.
None. I did have this though, and Brandon Love is going to get tossed on this one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He knew it.
Yeah.
So Brandon Love comes over, and he's wearing a New York Giants sweater. He's like, I just figured we'd make an ugly sweater party. I'm like, well, no, it just makes you look poor and also dumb. Because if you recall, he came in a full baseball uniform.
I know he denies it, but he did
to a bachelor party because he wanted to show all the fellas how virile he is on the old ball field before we all went out to look at naked ladies. Well, I got to change. I'm dressed like Derek Jeter for no apparent reason whatsoever. So I'll be back.
Couldn't have done that before you showed up.
Couldn't have just gone to the bathroom immediately at the venue we were at with your bag of clothes. You had to show up, click, click, click. What's that? Is someone wearing tap
Cleats
shoes? Click, click,
Cleats
click, click.
Clipped his hands
Sorry,
together.
Sorry, fellas. Came straight from the ballpark. Okay. Why are you doing this?
At least put on coach shorts.
We all met at Aunt Chilada's for dinner, and then we were going to go look at naked people. Click, click, click. Sorry, I popped into Aunt Chilada's to let you know, yes, A, I am here. B, I'm fresh off a man act. And C, I'm going into the bathroom to change out of the man act. All right, thanks, dude. So we've been giving Brandon a load for years on this. So Brandon comes up to me, and he goes, hey, man, I want you to meet someone. I'm like, all right, I don't think you've ever met her. I'm like, oh, okay. And I think Brandon's awesome. I like him a lot. So wander over, and it's his wife. And I'm like, hi, how are you? And she was sitting down, and I just started to massage her shoulder.
The mystery wife.
Right. Never seen her before.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
Nobody's
never
seen her. I've never even seen her on Facebook. We've been friends with her.
Wait,
on Facebook
was.
For a while.
He's married?
Exactly. And she's
All
alive.
The events we've done.
Yeah, she's a carbon-based life form as well. She's actually a thing. So I went up, and I rubbed her shoulders, and I'm like, you stay seated. This is an impressive moment that Brandon's actually brought you to public. And starts laughing. And then Brandon sits down, and I'm like, how are you? And I'm doing the cordial, hi, hello, nice to meet yous. And Brandon goes, one thing, she hates you. And I'm like, oh.
I didn't know he started
And
that.
I looked at her. Kind
I had
of,
already had this conversation.
And this is why. And I started laughing, and I looked at her, and she didn't do like a head shake. Like, no, not like personal. Like, you know, like most people would do when you say, she's just kind of looking at me like, he pretty much nailed that. And I'm like, oh, all right, well, this is nice. And she goes, and she just had at it with Eric about how much she hates you guys. About the show. She just hates you. And she thinks it's Brady, but she's not sure who. She hates you a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And we got into
That's
that
the
later.
First person ever.
No, it's not. And her whole office, evidently, like she's got all these hens in the office that are. And I looked at her and I'm like, well, you know, even at our best, if at the number one position, if we're, and I'm trying to be nice, I'm like, if we're a 15 share, which is pretty common, that means 85% of the city doesn't care about us. So, you fall into the majority. Good for you. Whatever. She goes, well, I think you could do some things different. And I'm like, well, we're not going to. And I said, mainly because the show isn't aimed at you. You are not the target audience. No offense, middle-aged woman.
But wouldn't you want that one more
listener?
That's
what she said. Don't you want like to get as many as you can? I'm like, we've got plenty.
Yeah.
And I don't want one that's going to make noise in the background. If they don't like something, they're going to be talking. So
one that's not going to get it.
Off you go. Fine with that.
You know what she does for a living?
No.
She works at a college, and she hires and fires people.
She was a professor for a while, and now she's an admin.
Which I thought was awesome. Yeah. I was like, really? Awesome. And she said she enjoys firing.
Oh, I love enjoy fire. I think that's great. Well,
so I was impressed by
whole
that
whole new
part.
Respect for her, because I didn't know that. Well, she lets you say she's cut and dry. She's got no feelings for telling you things. I think she'd be very good at firing folk.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the problem.
The meter wasn't moving.
That's on Brandon.
Yeah.
If my date, wife, friend is in a group of people, I'm not going to go, hey, everybody, I want you to meet someone.
They don't like you.
And she hates all of you.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and let you.
I can't wait for that.
Well, I think this is why she hasn't been around very much.
Of course it is. Brandon should keep her in a closet or
really?
Quiet.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought it was kind of fun.
It's fun. But
I mean, it's better than talking about weather.
That is true. But it is odd to go, hey, come here. Break up whatever it is you're doing. Follow me. I want you to meet someone. And then he sits down casually, and then he goes, and here's the rub. She hates you. I'm like, oh, okay, well.
Because I found
with
out.
A smile on his face?
Yeah.
I just well, he, got I, done I, telling her how awesome she is with the firing thing.
Sure.
That is crazy. And then she tells yeah. tells me that she hates
him. And then Brandon's like, Eric just got all over her and started yelling at her about, like, hating.
I didn't yell at
her. I know, but that's what he was saying. And I'm like, well, you know, that'll happen. He goes, they got back and forth on it. I'm like, all right, well, fine. And then she's like, I don't know which one of it is. One of you tells, like, a dumb joke. And then nobody laughs. I'm like, that's Brady. Well, whoever it is.
The pause. She hates the pause. Pause.
Like, you'll pause after your dumb joke.
It's our shock from the dad joke.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's Brady. Like, the pause is usually followed with, oh, God, we're with you. We don't hate him.
Man, I missed a big opportunity.
No, you didn't.
Just to unleash some one-liners.
No.
Well, yeah, you could have all night.
This might have been fun to watch you being told that she hates you.
Yeah.
And how you would have tried to win her over by the end of the night. And it would have gone the other way. She had no time for it.
Could it go any further?
But even if you do, because there's like people I hate at the Christmas party.
Sure.
There's plenty of folks in there that I don't like, but I still am like, hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, have a great. I'm not going to go over and go, by the way, this is my wife. She can't stand either. But it's just, we're going to pretend to be cordial for a second. So I basically stood next to her for a little bit, and I'm like, all right, well, not aimed at you. Don't care. And
she doesn't hate us personally.
Well, I think she might, actually.
I dug into that.
No, I think that was her only nice moment of the whole thing was to
she
just kind of
be
act
a
like
wife that hates like all her guys.
She
friends.
Hates everything her husband does.
Yeah, like, well, maybe she's one of those. Yeah, Brandon, if he does Brandon, something fun.
Speaking of mousy, Brandon's a little mousy.
Well, Brandon should have just gone, look, honey, play it nice. These are the people I work with.
Oh, he doesn't wear the pants.
No, that was very clear.
Pathetic. Brandon's worried he's going to get fired from home.
Yeah.
She does the hiring and firing at home, too. But yeah, Brandon was summoned. Like, I'm going to go get some of my friends here that I work with that I like. Would you like to meet them?
I hate them.
Okay, I'll be right back with one of them.
You'll like this.
He doesn't care. John, I want you to meet my wife. Well, that'd be nice. And he didn't preface it like she's not a fan. She hates you. I want you to meet my wife. I'm like, oh, that'll be fine, Brandon. You're a wonderful man. I like you a lot. Go over. I honestly wasn't sure if he was married. Is he texting already?
This sucks.
Yeah, well, you did it.
Brought it on yourself.
And then what does he say while he's sitting there? I'm going to get killed Monday. I'm going to get killed. I'm like,
why
yeah.
Why do you do this?
You set it up to get killed Monday, you dumbass. He should have just said, hey, look, my wife's not a huge fan of yours. Just come over, say hi. Why? Why? She doesn't want to meet me. Why do you want to do this? Just thought it would be fun.
Keep those separate.
To put the Wolverine and the snake together.
Did you bring over Neanderthal and say, here's someone you like?
Maybe that would have been a better option.
No, she likes country and a little bit of rap, I think.
I didn't get into that.
Top 40.
So she's
I dug in.
Only a Lil Nas X fan. That's all she's got.
Yeah,
like, one song. You got one song.
I could have brought that up on my phone and we would have bonded.
Yeah. No. Why do you want to?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And then I proceeded to tell her, well, you know, country music's only about tractors and beer. And,
right.
And horror. It's,
I'm sure that's set her up.
Yeah.
Like, there's really no depth there.
So I basically told her, I'm like, I don't know what you do for a living. She didn't get into it. And I said, but maybe I hate that. Maybe I hate your job too. But
well, that's what
I've got something called class where I just pretend in public with new people that they're all right. And I move on and talk about you behind their
back. Well, didn't you give her $20?
I tried to. Yeah. I was like, look, here's $20. Does this make everything all right? I think they were going to take it. I think actually they were considering maybe that was not so bad.
Well, that's what I told her. I said, now imagine John walks into Grand Canyon University, asks for Mrs. Love, and then proceeds to tell you, you know, I know nothing about colleges, but I've got a few changes I'd like you to make.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at what you do. Yeah. Like, I can give you suggestions. Don't you want to be better at your job?
Come on, don't you want more whatever?
Because I've been to a college. I know how it's supposed to look, and this place is horse.
Well, I, for one, was excited to meet her because now I know how their home life is.
Oh, yeah, no.
You were wondering?
Kicks the crap out of it. I had no idea.
I guess you're
but
right.
Now
I've never
I
seen
know.
Her on Facebook.
Brandon gets his ass kicked on the
daily. Here's the other fun thing. And it might be Brandon. But she listens a lot for someone who hates us.
She sounds like a lovely woman.
Well, I'd Brady, like now settle her. Down. She's a very nice person. He's mad. This is what I would. This is why if you were there, it would have been great. Because you'd have tried to win her over, and when she didn't, you'd have blamed her for not being nice.
She's not. Well, she's a ball of fun.
Well, just because she doesn't want to be around you.
Yeah.
It'll eat you alive. Yeah, but it was an interesting Christmas party in that was really the only – that and Susan and Chris Kelly not wanting to talk to – well, Susan not wanting to talk anymore with Chris. And I don't know if Chris got any worse. But
and Chris, you got to stop attacking everyone there about why you can't get a job. No, they're not talking about that.
Stop crying about it. It's been years.
We'll
man.
Get you a job sometime or another, but not
talk about the promo guy. Stick around too long.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's what he says. But I've got experience, and then all these promo kids are getting jobs.
Nobody's getting jobs. None of these promo kids get jobs. Which one of the promo
kids
gets
filling jobs? Spots, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, promo people are just, it's just our way to help the homeless. But I do like when the promo kids get, like, full-time gigs, because one of them just might have gotten Ian's old job. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know what she's close.
Casey, yeah.
Yeah, so she's going to be filling in, I guess. Maybe it's hers to lose. I don't know the inner dynamics of the
politics.
I
heard her on the air. She's
I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows?
She's a go-getter.
Sure. But she is basically kind of like, by promo kids. Like, I was watching her.
Well, and she's dressed up.
But that's
she was
the goal. That's up. What you said.
Of course
that's
it
the goal.
Is. But it was fun to watch one dismiss the others that they've had to kind of, like, she's graduated from garbage town. And so she started to talk to salespeople and other air staff people. And I'm like, oh, look at you.
Casey's, she's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Casey's great. I like her a lot. But I really like that she recognized she's better than most of those promo people. And she needed to get away from them. And she did a pretty nice job of it.
Well, she separated herself, her and her husband, with their outfits. So.
Excellent. Yeah,
they were definitely separated.
This was a night out. This is quite a night out for them. I'm like, wow, we should have had a person at the door going, Lord and Lady Casey.
Yeah, it makes you feel underdressed when you walk into that.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I looked and I said, oh, overshot it. They overshot it. Oof, man. I didn't even know the Goodwill had a section for stuff like that. I'm kidding. She's a promo kid. I assume Goodwill. But her husband might have a job. I assume so.
Yeah, he has a good
job. Well, yeah, to have a wife that's in promotion.
That's right. Yeah. They're very nice. But then you look around and you're like, oh, man, it's the best day ever for these promo people. Free food. Drink tickets.
I gave away some of my drink tickets, John.
Yeah, I know.
Might be a first.
What?
Well, it was a weird thing.
No, it was shocking.
It was a weird thing because you could just feel that it was almost a, I don't know, it's one of those things you just want, you're out of there. It's like, this, we're not going to stick around. This is not a booze party. It's not a great, although some people still did it. Wintermeyer and his wife were lit up pretty good. We drove them around for a little while afterwards.
You drove them around?
Yeah, I got them. They got in my car and we ended up going somewhere.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't see them leave with you. Is that who
they were just walking in. I think they just got in. I'm like,
got in the wrong car.
There was a whole bunch of people in there, and I look back. I'm like,
swingers.
Like
nice.
A load of people. I think they might be.
Right.
I'm going to go with that. I think that's
yes. I think that puts a whole new shine on Wintermeyer when he walks in.
I think it was a game on situation. I'm not so sure Wintermeyer's in.
No, just his wife.
I think she may be auditioning.
All right,
she had a
John.
Shirt on. She had a shirt on that said "Anyone but Tom."
It's just Tom just and like, Brandon Love sitting on the curb talking to each other.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
That would have been a great picture.
Yeah, we went to, you get a couple people got lit up at it. And it was mostly the new ones because they haven't been to our dirt bar party.
A couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this one was different. When you go in, you're like, this is not a booze, throw around booze party.
I was hoping you'd have to choke out Chris Kelly.
That would be fun.
That would have been good.
It would have been two
you
years
left
in a row.
Way early to be choking anybody.
Yeah, I got out of there. I'm just like, this is not going to be a choke party. There's no fun for me here. If I can't use my skills to make people go to sleep,
30 minutes.
I can assess the room and go, I can't put people
not
to
happening.
Sleep. This is a cordial affair.
Wintermeyer's sober.
Wintermeyer's kind of sober, but he can handle it. Like there's nobody here who's gonna like Kelly's gonna drop himself out.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of those drunks that goes to sleep on his own. But there was nobody that was going to be one of those belligerents. They've been banned from parties. They still work here, but they're not allowed to show up at that. And so kind of had that. Well,
it wasn't a banning. They had hockey stuff, John.
Yeah, there's some things.
Curiously.
He's banned.
On a Friday evening.
He's banned. Lisa didn't come. She usually somebody I'm about to choke out.
Yeah, she's usually 10 wines deep.
Oh, yeah.
There used to there was a run of pictures from Christmas parties with you bending her over a table.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a boring Christmas party. Nice. You know, it was what I want a Christmas party to be, a show. It takes you longer to get ready for it than it does to actually be at it,
yeah.
Which I'm fine with. But I did enjoy the breaking up a couple things accidentally. Larry was there for a few minutes just filming everybody, the great Larry McFeely. And
that's what I kept saying. Are you Facebook Living this?
Yeah.
What are we?
Very
the
proud.
Whole time.
And then I looked away, and he is vapor. Gone.
I noticed a lot of wives and girlfriends tapped out. Toledo's girl tapped out.
Yeah,
she
didn't show up.
She got a crown. Fitz. She decided, didn't want to go.
Yeah, Fitz didn't bring
Fitz's
hers.
Girl to tap
I asked him,
out.
I said, where's your lady, Fitz? And he's like, you know. I'm like, oh, okay, good enough.
He's like, she
that's
didn't want to go.
Anyways.
I'll take it. Yeah. Okay, I'll take that as a go for it. That's a good answer. Doug and Katie got into a fight. That's just their relationship. Mm. And then that was about it. There wasn't a whole lot more to report.
Sorry I missed it.
Yeah, you missed nothing, Brady. This year's Christmas party was a little bit boring. But in a good way. I like the dive bar Christmas parties we've had in the past, and we tried to step it up, and I was in there for about an hour. Normally I stick around for a while, watch the booze flow, but
it's kind of a, it was like a hospital setting.
It did. It had that kind of,
can't really mess this up.
Kind of clean. Don't really want to throw things on the ground like I usually do at Christmas parties. And
maybe, you know, if it's something like that next year, it should go, just go full in and have the announcer at the door.
Yeah.
When you come
in. It's a little, that's a little hoity-toity.
Like a crier.
Christmas ball.
A crier. They have them in there. But I don't know.
Lord and Lady Toledo.
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. Kind of a drag. We could amp it up. We're a dive bar crew because we've got so many of those promo kits that take this as their one night out free. A party they don't have to set up or break down. Mm-hmm. I think that's how they look at it. And this is fine. They're very nice people, but for a lot of them, they didn't have to
show up 2 hours before and set everything
right.
Up
yeah, they're around. Gross and sweaty. It wasn't work for them. It was a night out, and they had fun, and that's good. A little promo party.
Tripp's going to get a bill for 50 salt shakers, salt and pepper shakers.
Another great moment, Tripp and his wife, Carol. And Carol is a quiet talker, and I speak fluent Carol. I don't know why, but I pick up Carol's every word. Megan sometimes goes, sometimes I can't hear. So I have, and I think Tripp does, because Tripp's got a voice that carries, and I think he does all the loud talking for his wife. But our fearless leader, Tripp, the boss man, comes rolling in. I'm like, Carol! I haven't seen her for a while. I'm like, how are you doing? And we've done tons of stuff together. We've traveled together. We've done all sorts of things. And I speak fluent Carol. Eric came over and said hello while I'm talking with Carol. Hi, how are you, Eric? Remember? Oh, yes. Hi, how are you, Eric? It's nice to talk to you, Eric. It's good to see you. And Eric's eyes got pie plate big. And I'm like, okay, I have to do some. I have to do some translating here. And Eric said, I hear you're a Rage Against the Machine fan. And they're coming to town. And Tripp says you're a big fan of the... I love Rage Against the Machine. It's an amazing band, and I really can't wait to see it. And I'm like, yeah, I also, Carol, love Rage Against the Machine. They are great. Are you going to the show here or another city? We've talked about Los Angeles. We've talked about Las Vegas. And probably maybe even Phoenix. I'm like, so any of the three cities in the vicinity or something you may attend, and then...
John's got an oval around him.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
He's the trans.
I'm looking at everybody else like, we got it. I'm in the corner from 70s news television. And so I'm translating, because I know Megan can't hear, and the band's playing, and then the band started to play kind of loudly, and it was over for me, because she went to do something, talk to Eric, and leaned towards him. Oh, and I, like, she's not aiming at me, like, he's on his own. He's on his own. And evidently she leaned over and told Eric, she's like, I think you need to go somewhere and yourself as hard as you can, and I'll never ever want to see you face to face in your miserable little life. Don't talk to me anymore. And Eric's like, is that right? I'm like, he didn't hear a word of that.
Well, you have a good night then.
Yeah, I like
the rest
you.
Of the night.
Have a lovely night.
I did turn into Brian Regan. Miss, I'm like, I gotta go. I gotta go find the guy over here.
You do.
Miss Carol's mouth moves, but she does make sounds with it.
Good to see you, Mrs. Tripp.
I hear her. She's speaking dog whistle. She just talks quietly. She's a refined lady.
So nice, though. Very nice.
Super.
I think.
She's super nice. Been to dinner with him in the past. And sometimes I just look at Tripp and Carol's like, well, one time we were at the Santa Monica Pier and we were at the... And Tripp just goes, bah. And just goes right back to his food. I can't hear her either. I don't know what she's saying. I don't care. And I'm like, this might be the perfect marriage.
Yes, it is.
This might be.
Wow.
Like, he doesn't live with her for 5 days a week.
Like, but my question is, does she ever yell at him for not listening?
Yeah. Of course.
Of times, but no one's ever heard.
Yeah.
It's like you're trapped in a bubble or something. I can't hear you.
You never hear me. You always think that my needs are not being met.
Nothing. Vapor. I got absolutely nothing or whatever that was. I'm not a lip reader.
I just don't know why you care.
They text at dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Fire over
all conversations through text.
Fire over a note. But it's a perfect marriage.
Might be.
He can't hear.
Right.
He can't hear, and it's long distance 5 days a week. I'm like, this is the goal. Is to get one that you don't have to listen to at all. But
she likes good music.
And she likes all fun stuff. She's super fun. Carol's the best. Super quiet. But I speak full Carol. It doesn't bother me at all. Like, but yeah, sometimes she's just a refined, quiet person. I need her to yell at us. I need her to start shouting at us.
Like, because we're hillbillies, Carol. You have to understand. You have to shout like there's farm equipment going. But it was fun. Boy, it would have been great to have Brady there and have that dead ear trying to pick up Carol talk.
That and then Brandon's wife. Oh, it would have been awesome with Brady.
Let's get
then.
Carol, dead-eared Brady, and his hearing aid and just rip it out of his ear and run away. Oh, no. I'm with the boss's wife. You stole my hearing aid. I got deep troubles brewing now. Brady, it's imperative that you answer this question that you hear right now, or I'll have tripwire.
I love pears.
Hey! Give it to you straight. Like a 100% pear cider? Made of 100% real pears. Oh, he's gone insane.
Are you Ace or Hornsby? Which one do you want?
I don't know what to tell you. It's in English. Give it to you straight like a pear cider made 100% pears. I don't know what you're doing.
Brady looks confused.
I'm going to stop talking to
I'll
you
I'll just turn and look at you guys and go, Strongbow!
That's an apple cider. What are you saying, woman? I just wanted to let you know that I'm in love with you. I'm in love with what? You love the Jews?
John comes over. Carol, your car's being towed.
Yeah, Carol. I'm so sorry.
Thank you so much for getting me out of that.
No kidding. Oh, thank you.
Like, Carol, I heard everybody heard that.
I've got a dead ear. I know.
But it was fun. It's interesting. It's a mix of people that should never, ever intermingle, and there it was. I think that's true of all Christmas parties. Because you got to invite, like, the janitor and his family. And it's just a bad idea.
So, did you talk to anybody that you haven't seen in, like, a year and said you're going to have lunch? Remember
no,
we discussed that?
I did have the moment where Mike Abed came by with his wife. I'm like, hey, I haven't seen you for a year. I liked her hat. I said, it's a cool hat. And then Abed started to say something like, we should all. And I'm like, mm-mm.
No.
What?
No. Shut it down.
Said, in fact, Mike.
Shutting it down immediately.
I said, in fact, Mike, we're leaving now. We should all go, mm-mm, mm-mm. If it happens, if it happens in May where you're like, hey, we're going to head up to wherever and we'd love for you to go, that's different. Let's not use our time here at the Christmas party talking about things that are never going to occur. You know what we should do is just go, we should get in a rocket and go to the moon together sometime in 2020. We never spend time together because it's more likely that that happens.
I just stopped doing it. Like, together. Usually I'll say hi to Pete Cummings every year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, screw it this year.
I didn't know about Pete.
We should hang out. No.
Pete was there with some new lady. I didn't know his situation had changed.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. I didn't know that.
See? Could have gotten into that drama.
I didn't want to because I was like, we should really come out and meet the new. And I'm like, Rocket, do you have a rocket to the moon? Because otherwise, I doubt it, Pete.
You didn't gently put the finger over the lip.
Shh. You know I like you a lot. You're a good man.
Let's leave it at that.
But this isn't happening. This lunch in 2020. I got a lot booked up. I don't know that I have time for that.
I just imagine a lot of people's Christmas parties are like, hookups and people banging and
that's what
I don't know.
Shenanigans. We're not having that now.
No,
it's cut down a lot.
You think?
On Christmas parties, work events.
Today there's
you can't have as much fun.
There's interviews with lawyers on talking about.
Yeah, I was watching that this weekend. They had the how do you handle yourself at a Christmas party? They had a legal team.
Yep,
and a CEO.
Every company should have drink tickets.
Yeah,
to eliminate some of the.
Talked about how it's imperative that managers of their employees stay sober and aware when one of their employees has gone too far and escort them away.
And don't talk work at the party.
It's crazy. And Susie, who's our HR lady, was downstairs. And she's
a ticket girl.
Super business manager. She runs this place, let's be honest.
Although she did bitch about it. She's like, I don't want to be doing this.
Crap. Yeah, and she doesn't want to do it. She wants to get drunk, but she's like, I can't. I'm like, let's get you hammered there. Let's go over and have some fun. She goes, I can't. I got to keep it together here. I'm like, yeah, that's true. You got to set the example because you can't wander around with your cans out and then show up Monday and tell everybody to behave.
That's a rough. Yeah, that'd be rough for the HR
person.
Tough
gig. That's pretty true of all things. I think if you've seen the HR person's boobs, they lose a little credibility in the office place, right? Remember that time you were putting Christmas ornaments on your nipples? What do you want to meet me about?
Did you say Jill had nice shoes? She took offense to it.
Yeah. You have nipples like a child's index finger poking out of a balloon.
All right. Stop complimenting Jill's shoes.
All right.
That's the other one they said.
Yeah.
No sex talk. No.
Oh, of course not. Unless.
That's, you're not going to stop
lady.
It.
Unless the HR lady's
right.
Childlike index fingers are poking out of there like balloons and she's got them out.
They could say all that stuff, but.
Well, that's the suggestion. Look, yeah. Everybody's going to do it, but that's the suggestion. Like, if you catch yourself in the middle of it, try to get out of it as fast as you can. But yeah, lawyers, a team of lawyers discussing in a round table on some show on Saturday morning about what to do at a Christmas party. I'm like, wow, this is nuts. And I forget the CEO of the company. He's like, I'm very diligent about making sure that Christmas party doesn't get out of hand ever. You can't have it. Sure, there's plenty of women in my office I want to really hard, but I can't do it. It's like the 90s or something. Yeah, I do. We kind of blew it. Our generation screwed up everything by playing so much grab ass with women. And then on the flip side, the same thing, telling them that they can do anything a man can do. And then it got real cloudy and weird. And now you can't touch them or look at them or anything, even when they're drunk and trying. But anyway, Christmas party is over.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Holiday. The holiday party's over. Whatever. I got out of there and got trashed at another place. It was pretty fun. We left and got drunk somewhere else with people we could trust and the Wintermeyers.
Yeah, because you're there.
I don't know them.
They were like, hey, where are you guys going? You going to the casino? All right, then, bye.
Yeah.
There was no letting anybody else know where you were going.
Ian was with a friend of mine, the great Ian Canfield, a friend of mine, having a little goodbye drink, just the two of them. Mm-hmm. And I was going to meet with them, and I said to Jill and Andy if they wanted to go and meet with them. That's when the Wintermeyers are like, we'll go. And I'm like, all right, well, let me check with Ian. I'm not sure he likes you guys. He's like, what? And Tom's like, it's cool. I'm like, you can say that,
yeah.
But this is really.
Needs to come from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, so I text Ian, and I'm like, the Wintermeyers want to come. Is that all right? And I believe the text back was, okay, I guess. I'm like, you guys are
that's
in.
That's a no.
You guys are in. And they climbed in. They're fun, but I don't know. You know, they're new. They're new still, so. I went with a group of people I could trust and some people auditioning for my trust.
Why didn't you tell me about this? I would have gone to
auditioning for trust. You just said it.
Yeah. You knew better.
Again,
say
I wanted
goodbye to
be
to Ian.
You know, people that I wanted to be with and have a nice night. And the Wintermeyers.
Are you Carol? Can you not hear him?
Yeah, he knows. Yeah, I knew it's when you go out of your way to say that you don't like someone, I don't invite you to that. I'm not like Brandon Love, where it's like, you know,
okay.
I'm just going to drag you over to somebody so you can make it weird for their. It's not fun for anyone. So I just experienced it, and I'm like, well, am I going to put anybody through that? That's terrible. I want you to meet someone that hates you. Why? Just because? All right, well, I'm a dick, and I don't even do that kind of stuff. I try to make it like, oh, that person hates you. Let's avoid them. That's the best. Let's not make this weird. I don't go out of my way to go grab all the people. Hey, my wife, do you hate him?
I sure do.
Hang on, go get him. She seemed like a pleasant person, but, you know, deep down I'm sitting there going, you know what? You lady. I was too cool to do it in front of everybody, but yeah. I wanted to.
So you give her a 20.
Yeah, so it's like, is $20 enough for this to end and just be done with each other forever?
I'm not taking your money.
All right, well then. I got off scot-free.
I thought you loved hate.
Well, I like hating. I have no problem with it, but I just don't need, it doesn't need to be like thrown out. It's just, I like hating things, but I don't like outwardly making people feel bad.
I enjoy honesty.
You know what I mean? I like honesty too. I even told her, I'm like, I really respect that. What I don't respect is Brandon going out of his way to go get me so you could tell me you don't like me.
Well, that's don't you dumb. Think it's better for a girl, instead of pretending like she likes you,
yes, I'm fine with that. But that's
at
if,
least she's honest.
But that's
it's not her fault. Brandon's a jackass.
No, that's the thing. That's the thing that was the problem. Right.
My wife hurts you.
And we're all standing in a group and chatting and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's great. And what do you do? And she goes, well, I don't like you. I'm like, I really admire your honesty.
It didn't happen like
no,
that.
No, it wasn't.
Brandon was the instigator. Yeah. Yeah.
Brandon's like, hey, dude, I just stepped in a load of crap. Smell it.
So if anybody. There's anyone to blame.
It's Brandon Lee. Yeah. 100 or Brandon Love.
Love.
Brandon Lee?
Yeah.
Brandon Lee. Brandon Lee from Channel 3? Brandon Love. But, yeah.
She was just sitting there.
Yeah, she had no intention of getting up and meeting all these dregs.
And to be honest, it was like 5 minutes into our conversation where I found that out. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, with you, it was organic more than.
Right.
It was, yeah, mine was just go get John and let's see. And I'm like, all right. And it wasn't
Brandon was excited like a child running around.
But it wasn't done in a fun way where it's like, oh, this will be hilarious. It was like, okay, let's just do this with no jokes attached.
Well, he doubled down then because I think he told you first that she doesn't like you. And then he came over after she had already talked to Eric and told me, hey, by the way, my wife just got into an argument with Eric. Okay.
He didn't tell me she
doesn't like you.
He didn't tell me she doesn't like me.
That dude is off, man.
He said, I want you to meet my wife. And I'm like, that'll be pleasant. And then we walked all the way over there. And, oh, yeah, here's the other thing. As I'm talking to her, she hates you.
Have a seat.
Why am I doing this?
This is a plot by Brandon to work every member of the morning show that was there.
No. Don't give him credit for anything.
In fact, I think I like her a lot more than him.
I respect her more.
100%.
For showing up in this den of disgust. I don't want to go, but if you do, take me. Introduce me to the people I hate and let them know. If she had said that, I'd be like, you're hilarious on top of it. But there was no humor in this. This was just like, can I make an awkward moment? I'm like, I'm fine with that. I'll make it more awkward. But there was a moment where it was like, well, you know.
This will be a brief conversation.
Yep. You should go stand over there and yourself. I'll see you somewhere else. But I didn't want to do that because Brandon's such a tart that he'd get killed at home if I pulled that off. And I care about Brandon, or I used to.
Used to. Yeah, that's the...
If I was him, I'd wear cleats, too, and try to run out of there as fast as I could. You'd get some traction when I run away. But he's probably chained to a radiator. Anyway, the Christmas party. Good times. Great oldies.
Learn a lot.
Good stuff. There were people I didn't even know. There were loads of them, like, just smiling at me and stuff.
That was funny when you were pointing at people.
Who's
that? Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
Who's that?
That person works with us? We're not that big a company. Who's that?
I don't know.
Because I don't recognize his wife either. So one of them works with us, or I think that's the new. I'm like, they shouldn't come here.
Why shouldn't they come?
Nobody knows them.
They work here.
You got to introduce yourself to. You got to work with us to go to our Christmas party. You don't have to just be employed.
If they work at one of the other stations.
They don't, though. Nobody knew what they did. No one knew who they were. If you're an unknown, that's not where you make it. You just don't show up the first one. No one's going to.
I take a lap every now and then. Around the building, just to see what's going on, see if there's new people. And
no,
I don't think they show up much until evening. And
my stepson still hasn't come, but he's got anxiety issues with that kind of stuff.
Works here.
Oh, he's been here for years.
He hasn't been to one of them.
No.
Oh, he's got anxiety. Did he come to one before?
Well, he's an introvert, so it's like those.
He must have met Brandon Love's wife.
Yeah.
Turned him off to Christmas parties.
But I'm like, he probably knows more people than some of the guys in there.
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, come on, you can go with us.
Yeah, there was no weird smell of weed anywhere. There was another Christmas
party.
Corey
Calhoun wasn't there.
That's true. There was another Christmas party.
He got lost.
With a band called the Heroin Brothers or something. I forgot. They were playing like country folk stuff over on the other side.
Oh, on the other side? Yeah. Because I wandered over there first.
I'm me too.
These aren't our people.
They were good looking folks too.
And a much better spread.
I wandered in with a couple of really good looking people. I'm like, oh, we got a lot of new employees. And I wandered up, and I knew it was an Evie's Pavilion, but I thought it had spread out over to the other side. I'm like, oh, that's not the Instant Classics. We must have a second band. And I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't know anybody in here. I'm like, we're locked in that room over there, aren't we? We're not allowed outside.
Did you hear the story about the riot that Video West caused with the Instant Classics at their party?
Yeah, they started fighting with
them. They were worried when Susie called them that she was trying to hire them for the Video West party.
Right.
Why? What happened?
Apparently, they rushed the stage and knocked a singer back and pushed a mic into his face.
Our neighbors fought the band last year.
Yeah. What? So
they're a little gun shy of helping anybody on the street with their Christmas festivity stuff.
The hell? I don't know, but I want to go to Video West Christmas.
I know.
West Christmas.
Jesus.
Oh, that's a party.
Ours are lame.
They attacked the live karaoke band for no reason. And not because they're bad.
No.
They attacked them because they just got too rowdy. Video West is nuts.
You need to go to that party and choke people out.
That would be fun. It's one after. We're just dropping them.
Bodyguard for the band.
I'll bring Jay and Josh from Tactical Black, and we'll just stand there with our elbows bent.
Now rushing the stage this year.
It's going to look like Jonestown by the end of the night. Just bodies. Some Kool-Aid and bodies. What's on the big board of musical treats?
All right, wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. A little real estate tip for you. If you want to buy a house, you should probably save some money. For that down payment or closing costs. Have a little money saved up.
5%.
It'll help. ELOteam.com. We got Megadeth up here, Symphony of Destruction, Slipknot, Solway Firth, Shinedown, Cut the Cord, Avatar, Soundgarden. What say you?
I love that Avatar song. Toothpeak and Claw is great.
Toothpeak and Claw.
We'll go with a little Toothpeak and Claw in honor of what's left of your Arizona Cardinals. There's a tooth. There's
That's
a beak.
That's all you got.
There's a claw. They're laying all over the place. Not a lot you can do about it. Yeah, I feel bad for the Cardinals.
They had a shot at the end.
They have a shot. They have been in most every game. They've played. I mean, they got drubbed by the Rams and evidently helped the Rams wake up because they did it again last night. But, they played the Ravens, the 49ers two times, the Steelers. They played a lot of teams with winning records, very tight. And then, the Rams just dismantled them last week. But the Rams tend to do that to this team. They beat the tar out of the Cardinals every time they play them. It's, the last couple of years have just been like, Jesus, they got no answers for this. But it's the battle of 5 o'clock shadow bearded coaches. And it's not going well.
Dreamy.
Cardinals. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Did you hear the rumor that Dan Snyder wants to trade for Mike Tomlin?
They've been talking about that all year.
Like he would do,
like Tom,
the Steelers
exactly,
would
like
do
Tomlin
that.
Well,
would do
Tomlin's
that.
From there. So if Mike went to, because they only signed Mike to a one-year extension, which is really rare, and he's from the area. So if, in fact, Mike came to the Roonies and said,
he wants to go to
Washington. I want to go to Washington, which I don't know why anybody would go to Dan Snyder from the Roonies.
The article I was reading, why would anyone
Let's say he gets bonked in the head and wants to do this. And it's like a bad, bonked, one of those bonked in the head movies where you forget everything and all you know Beatles songs and no one else does.
I want to go home.
The old classic bonked in the melon movie. If he did that, then the Steelers would make the trade. But it's been a rumor all year that he's going to head back to – he's from Newport News, Virginia.
Can't remember who else Dan Snyder really wanted, and you're just sitting there like, this guy has no idea what's going on.
Bill Belichick probably wants to trade for Bill.
Yeah, it was some other huge
name. You know who's going to coach the Redskins next year? It's Jason Garrett. Because it would be dumbest move that he could possibly make. So
that is true.
He will make it. So.
And he'll trade.
And that's why Jerry Jones says, I guarantee you, Jason Garrett will be a head coach.
He knows.
Next year in the National Football League because Daniel Snyder is dumb as.
Garrett's such a yes man. Yeah. He probably tell it, go coach the Redskins and then lose so you can.
You know what's going to happen? Right? Here's my prediction for Jason Garrett in the next couple weeks.
Jason, step in my office real quick.
What is it, coach? Or a sir? Because he's a real coach.
I want you to do something for me. I need you to get rid of somebody.
All right. I'll do whatever you need.
You go downstairs in that bathroom. You look yourself in the mirror and you fire yourself, Jason Garrett. As head coach of Dallas Cowboys, I need you to get rid of the head coach, if you don't mind. And then bring me his papers and then march right out of here.
You want me to fire myself, sir?
Yeah. Go ahead, bootlick. Do it.
Okay.
I would like
Jason,
to announce.
It's been a nice run, but we're gonna part ways right here, me.
You're doing a great job, Jason, getting rid of you. Tell him why.
Lack of success. Not very creative.
That's right, Jason. You're not very good at being a head football coach.
And you're not very good at being a head football coach.
Nobody likes you.
You're unloved.
Pack your things, Jason Garrett.
We should probably pack my things.
I need a new bootlick.
He might as well just have Smithers from The Simpsons as the head coach.
Thanks for being a witness to the firing.
Yeah.
I was a witness. I saw it. The mirror saw it. We're done here. Now go coach those Redskins. Go get them, kid.
Yeah, that's a mess. There's a few of them that are going to go real quick.
Big Red Badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KU.